WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge in Washington denying an urgent request to block Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency from firing employees or accessing sensitive records from a half a dozen departments, saying the suit did not show irreparable harm to individuals. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt earlier said Elon Musk is not making the executive decisions under the department or DOGE.
President Trump is the ultimate decision maker for this entire administration. Elon Musk, just like everybody else across the federal government, works at the direction of President Trump.
President Trump today signing a new round of executive orders. It includes one to extend IVF access. The Vatican says Pope Francis has been diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs. Initially, the 88-year-old pontiff was hospitalized to be treated for bronchitis. And severe storms now blamed for 15 deaths across four states. The majority of fatalities in Kentucky after flash flooding. This is ABC News.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Wisconsin voters have one statewide race on the ballot tomorrow, a three-candidate primary for state superintendent of public instruction, pitting incumbent Jill Underley against Sauk Prairie superintendent Jeff Wright and education consultant Brittany Kinzer. The top two finishers advance to the April general election. Timely, much-needed snow is helping preparations for this weekend's American Birkebeiner cross-country ski race in northern Wisconsin. Over 14,000 skiers from across the U.S. and around the world are expected on the Berkey Trail between Cable and Hayward. The NFL draft in Green Bay is less than 70 days away, and organizers encourage everyone who wants to take it in to prepare early. You should download the NFL's OnePass app, which will be used to communicate event details. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 20 and 25 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs of 10 to 15 above. And with sunshine, we climb to the low 20s on Thursday and a warming trend into the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 9 right now.
99.7.
90s, and more.
Tainted love. 99 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM on a chilly Tuesday. We are almost back into some warmer weather later this week. We'll get to that coming up with your Max FM forecast. Wrapping up this workday with a 15-minute music hour. It's Aaron and U2 on 99.7 Max FM.
In your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you, with or without you. Storm, we reach the shore. You gave it all.
this precious time when time is new. All through the night today, knowing that we feel the same without saying. We have of no past, we won't reach back. Keep with me forward all through the night. And once we start, the need to cleanse and it goes running all through the night. Until it ends, there is no end. All through the night, Stray Cat is crying, so Stray Cat sings back.
FM Sports.
Big Ten Player of the Week, John Tanjay and the 11th-ranked Badgers hosting Illinois in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers shooting for their fifth straight win and a season split with the Illini, who won their first matchup back in December. Elsewhere in the Big Ten tonight, Purdue at Michigan State. Minnesota is at UCLA. Big East, Marquette returning to action after a week off. The Golden Eagles hosting Seton Hall at Fiserv Forum. Elsewhere in the Big East, it's Villanova at UConn and Butler at Xavier. Brewers held their first full squad workout at their Maryvale complex in Phoenix. The Brewers just a few days away from their Cactus League opener against the Reds. And more baseball, the Cubs today agreed to a one-year deal with free agent infielder Justin Turner worth $6 million. That deal is pending a physical. He's expected to serve as a backup at the corner infield spots. In Marquette women's volleyball, coach Ryan Tice has stepped down to take a position at the University of Florida. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Thank you for listening as we wrap up this workday. And, of course, streaming always on our free Civic Media app. You can grab the app in the Google Play or App Store and sync us up to your smart devices. We'll get to Madonna in about 7 minutes as we continue a 50-minute music hour.
I found a picture of you. Hijacked my world at night, to a place in the past we've been cast out of. Oh, now we're back in the fight. We're back on the train. Control. Oh, the phone, TV, and the news of the world. Got in the house like a pigeon from hell. Oh, threw sand in our eyes and descended like flies. Put us back on the train. Stand here today. knowing it deep in my heart. They'll fall to ruin one day for making us part. Of you, ah, those were the happiest days of my life. Like a break in the battle was your part, ah, in the wretched life of a lonely heart. Now we're back on the train.
'80s, '90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM. As we wrap up this workday, it is Aaron. How we doing? Are we staying warm? We're going to get cold again tonight. We'll talk more about that next with your Max FM forecast. And in the meantime, too, check out MaxFMBigDeals.com because we are always featuring gift certificates from local businesses up to 50% off. Now, we update it frequently, too. So we got a couple of these on here. How about Hoff Brews House? A $50 gift certificate right now will only cost you $35 when you go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. And you've got options from home and furniture, instant deals, health and personal deals, MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Hi, this is John from the Habitat for Humanity Restore. You won't believe the variety of items we have with all your household and remodeling needs. Lawn and garden supplies, tools, appliances, home decor, furniture, everything you need for your kitchen, building materials, lighting, electrical, plumbing, and more. Before you head to the big box store, try the Restore. Best of all, every purchase and donation helps support our local community. Shop, donate, volunteer at the Habitat for Humanity Restore in Baraboo and Portage.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Prairie Plumbing and Heating is proud to recognize past, present, and future members of the Sauk Prairie FFA. They have served the area for 67 years, providing excellent service and free estimates for customers. Call Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 608-643-8531.
The Violet Sage in Baraboo has many gifts, tools, and services for the mind, body, and spirit, like jewelry, candles, incense, and more. They provide a long line of services such as readings, Reiki, a relaxing and detoxifying foot bath, scrub, and massage. Call 608-477-2192 to book a service or shopping appointment. Make sure to check out their website at theviolet sage.co. The Violet Sage at 417 Birch Street, Baraboo, helping others learn how to help and heal themselves.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, lows 10 to 15 below, wind chills to 20 and 25 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, highs of 10 to 15 above. And with sunshine, we climb to the low 20s on Thursday and a warming trend into the weekend. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 9 right now.
99.7.
Sunshine's on the bay.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe.
Max FM with Def Leppard as we finish up this workday. Aaron with you and getting ready for the ride home with a 50-minute music hour. Entertainment headlines today. We've got a new star at the box office, Captain America Brave New World number one. I still have so much to watch from this last year. How about you? Are you like backlogged with content? How about the White Lotus season premiere?
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
yesterday. If he stays at home, all they get is lonely. Turn your love around. Don't you turn me down. I can show you how. Turn your love around. Oh, girl, you know me. I'm alone. You're still in love with me. We're gonna make it. We're gonna take it back where we belong. Turn your love around. Don't you turn me down. I can show you how.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge ruled a lawsuit seeking to block Doge and Elon Musk from accessing sensitive data at federal agencies and firings did not meet the standard of proof as presented. ABC's Devin Dwyer says it doesn't end the legal battle.
The administration said as much today in court records, but of course a number of plaintiffs from states to government employees who've been fired are asking the courts to take a close look at this. They allege that Elon Musk has a lot more power than we're led to believe he has, and that he should be struck down from his position, and all the changes that have come from Doge should be put on pause because he's illegally installed.
The first high-level meeting between the U.S. and Russia in 3 years taking place in Saudi Arabia today, focusing on ending the war in Ukraine.